I've been investing in property for 17 years, and in this video, I'm going to be giving my brutally honest prediction for UK house prices by 2030. I've made many prediction videos in the past on YouTube over the last 10 years, and I've always seemed to be right. And I'll tell you now, what I'm about to say is not what the media probably wants you to believe, but it's exactly what you need to know. This could be the most important video that you watch this year. If you're thinking of buying property, investing, or maybe you're thinking about waiting on the sidelines and hoping for a crash. Here's my prediction. Firstly, yes, house prices will go up, but I need to explain why that doesn't necessarily mean houses are getting more valuable. And you need to understand why now could be the last buying cycle for the average person. Let's start with this. UK house prices have doubled roughly on average every 10 years for the last 100 years. That's not my opinion. That is historical fact. Just in 1980, the average UK house price was under 20 grand. By 1990, 58. By 2000, 81. And then it jumped to 170,000 by 2010. By 2020, 239. And now we're hovering around the £280,000 mark. Anyone saying this can't keep happening clearly hasn't looked back at the data. And anyone waiting for prices to crash is already poorer than they would have been had they just gone and bought something 5 years ago. I know people that are still waiting for a crash, and they've been waiting for a decade. Here's why house prices are going up and will keep going up. Inflation. The government's goal isn't to even stop inflation. It's to try and keep it at 2%, which it never hits, which means that your pound is losing value every year, which means if you leave money in the bank, you're literally going broke safely. But if you hold property, you're holding something that rises with inflation. Not every single year, but long-term, almost guaranteed upward pressure. And inflation is a lot more than 2%. And house prices tend to be around 10%. Especially when you understand this. Ever since money came off the gold standard, governments around the world had one strategy when they're in trouble, which they always are. Print more money. Every pound printed makes every other pound worth less. And what does that do to real assets like houses? It pushes prices up. This is basic economics. You know what's different about me? I've made millions and millions of pounds. And by the way, that's verifiable. Go on Samuel Leeds Developments Limited. Check out all of my companies. You'll see I've got £6 million in the bank, all public accounts. But I've also taught thousands of people how to also make hundreds of thousands, some millions of pounds. I've been training for over a decade. I've been full-time in property for 17 years. That's half of my life. And guess what? I'm running a free training video, which is going to be how to get started in property, how to recycle your money, and how to build an empire starting with very little, how to get maximum returns, and how to structure your portfolio that it is tax efficient. Did you know that the elites and the big boys are trying to take it away from the ordinary person to be able to invest in property? That's happening right now. I'm telling you it's happening, and you can either take the opportunity, seize the day, click the link below and get on my free training, or look back in 5 years' time and say, oh, what if? You're here for a reason. Probably won't see this video again. This is an ad. Probably won't see it again. Take the most of this opportunity. Register for the free training. I'll see you on the other side. Let's talk basics. Supply and demand. More people, less housing. Simple maths. Immigration is at an all-time high. Divorce rates are up. More single households. And guess what that means? More demand. The UK needs to build 300,000 new homes a year to just keep up. Last year, we didn't even hit 250. The year before, same story. The government is constantly missing its own targets. Planning permission is a nightmare. I know, because I've got a lot of land. And construction costs are through the roof. You've got a perfect storm for rising prices. When it costs more to build a house in many towns of England than it is to buy a house, you know that the cost to buy a house can only go up. Next, institutions. They get it. They're buying what you want. You know who's not waiting to buy? The big boys. I'm not, but I'm not a big boy. I'm talking BlackRock, Lloyds Bank, Legal & General. They're all buying up residential property portfolios. Thousands of homes to rent out to you, to your kids, to your grandkids. Lloyds literally set up a subsidiary called Citra Living just to buy homes. Why? Because they know that renters are the future and they want to be your landlord. These aren't charities. They don't buy based on emotion. They buy on what makes money. Gary Stevenson from Gary Economics, he called this too. It's not just me saying it. Gary said, who's an ex-city trader who made millions of pounds betting on the economy and always seeming to get it right. He said in a recent interview that house prices could double again in the next 5 to 6 years. People called him crazy when he bet against the global economy before 2008, and then he cashed in. So when someone like him says we're heading for another huge surge, you should generally pay attention. Now you might be thinking, oh, Samuel, I'll just wait until it's easier. Let me tell you the biggest lie that people tell themselves when it comes to property. I'll wait until it gets easier to buy. Listen to me. It's never getting easier. Right now, there are companies like April Mortgages giving out 100% mortgages. Interest rates might drop a little bit, sure, but when they do, guess what happens? Demand spikes and prices follow. Salaries aren't keeping up. The average home costs more than 9 times the average salary. That gap is only widening. Do not wait for that gap to get smaller. It's going to get wider. Do not wait for the rich and poor to become closer. They're going to get further apart. And if you think renting is a safer long-term play, ask anyone who spent 10 years renting while watching house prices double. They're still renting, still struggling, and still bitter. Renting is not better. Ownership is better. Don't wait to buy property and wait. I believe this is the last cycle for the average buyer. I genuinely believe we are now entering the last buying cycle where the average working class person has a chance to buy a house and build wealth with property. By 2030, home ownership could become something that just the elite and the institutions can access. And you think that's an accident? It's not. It's a system. It's why the World Economic Forum said, you will own nothing and be happy. While they're building a world where you rent everything. Your home, your transport, your tech. And guess who collects the rent? Them. And look, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just here to wake you up. Give you the facts. History repeats itself. Hopefully to inspire you. You don't have to agree with me either. You don't have to like me. But if you're watching this video and you don't own a portfolio of properties yet, then you've got to do something. Whether that's watching my YouTube videos and watching Winners on a Wednesdays and trying to copy what they're doing, coming to a property investor's crash course with me, using lease options, rent to rent, deal sourcing, find a way, because waiting is a trap. By 2030, people will either be owners or tenants for life. And the difference won't be intelligence. It will be action. So the question is, what side of history are you going to be on? I suggest you make a big move now. Meet me halfway, because the clock is ticking and the market is not waiting. I'll leave a link below. Come meet me. Build wealth together.